Well, today's our day to go through the film of the players and look at the corrections and the things that happened in the Carolina game, and then quickly turn the page here and get on to some things we still have to cover here in the training camp before we get into the start of the regular season and also get going on the Giants. So this is a short week, quick turnaround, and really a lot of things we have to tie up here in the next few days. And then, hopefully we'll be ready to turn our attention next week to the start of the regular season. Obviously, roster moves will be coming, and, that'll be part of the whole process, too.
I'm going to go to Mike Reese.
Good morning, Bill. I know you mentioned that the roster moves will be part of that process. You have until, I think, Tuesday. Do you anticipate, going all the way to Tuesday, or you think it'll be some before then?
Could be some before. I'm sure there'll be some on Tuesday.
And I'm glad you mentioned you're going over the Carolina game, because I had a couple thoughts. I was curious going back to the challenge flag. Did you not have it in your sock? I know that's sort of an odd question, but usually keep it in your sock. I didn't know if you didn't have it in there during the game, if that at all was part of the delay in throwing it. I know you said that part of it was that the guys upstairs maybe didn't have a good look on that play.
It was indecisive on whether or not to put or not, but it. They got it right away. It wasn't a problem.
Okay. And, Bill, just in terms of going over the film of the game, I know you'll have plenty of stuff, but what's the one or two takeaways when you go over it with the players today, that you think is the good teaching points from that game?
I think there are a lot of things, really. There's great teaching points on every play. So, as I said, going into the game, Carolina was different than the other two teams that we've seen. So we had a lot of different calls and different things that we had to do on plays that were different. So we can talk about those. Some of them we did well, others not so well. It'd be something on everything. But overall, way that the team approached the game, their preparation, practice, their overall energy in the game, and I thought, there were some good things to talk about there too.
Yesterday, Bill, I think you were asked about some of the offensive line shuffling and specific to the center and right guard spots. Have you seen any separation there, or do you still need to see more before maybe having a more decisive answer as to, who you think is the top guy there at those two spots?
I think we'll just keep grinding away here in training camp. Well, once we, if we decide on something, then we'll decide on it. But I don't have anything to, announce to anybody. So no.
I have a question for Mark Daniels. Go ahead, Mark.
Thanks, Stacey. Bill, in regard to these new practice squad rules, how much of a benefit do you think it'll be for teams to be able to now add two players with a couple years' experience to their scout team?
I think there's some. I think overall it's still, it's fairly marginal, but it's, there's some. You're talking about guys who are the 54th, 55th, 56th players. So, they're important. They're part of the team and all that. But if they were higher than that, then they wouldn't be in that position. So, that's what we're talking about. I think a lot of those players would be the type of players that would get signed. That would get signed early in the season anyway, when teams have injuries, those kind of guys that just you know, we're probably the 53rd, 54th, 55th last cut type of players at the 53 cut. And if they weren't eligible to be on the practice squad like in previous years, then those are some of the guys that will be signed, you know, or picked up at that point, like, you know, Chris Jones, for example, a player like that that, you know, was, you know, on and off a couple rosters right there in the 53 and then ended up on our roster. You know, I think it's, I don't know how much of an impact it's going to have, but it's, you know, it's a little bit different. It does, you know, give you a couple more players on the field. So, but it's, you know, overall, I think it's in the big picture, you know, a marked change.
And is Jordan Devey a good example of a player who made, you know, the most of being on that practice squad last year?
I mean, you can go back over the last 15 years and find dozens of players that have been in that situation for us that have gone on to, you know, play a lot of good football. Dan Connolly, Ryan Wendell, those guys have actually played. We'll, you know, see what Devy does or doesn't do. But, I mean, those players are starting players. And we could go and name a lot more. Some of them are on our roster, some of whom aren't. They've either played for us or, you know, moved on to other teams.
Curious about any first impressions on Jarrell Worthy, just getting our first extended look at him from the second half of that game, and maybe along the lines of the transition that he has to make from going from, like, Dom Capers, that sort of Packers scheme, to what you guys are doing here.
I mean, there's a little bit of a, yeah, I mean, there's definitely a transition between the systems, but I wouldn't say it's, you know, that dramatic. You know, Tom was here, pretty familiar with, you know, what he coaches and vice versa. So, I mean, I'm not saying the same, but I don't think it's that dramatic. I think the big thing is, you know, that Jarrell just hasn't played. You know, this is the first week he practiced or played, so kind of similar to a couple other players that we brought into camp, you know, like James Morris a couple weeks ago. It's just, you know, there's an acclimation process to playing football. And, you know, I think that's for any player. So, sure, he went through that this week and in his first game, and, you know, we'll just see how it goes going forward.
A question from Bob Schron, Associated Press.
Hi, Coach. Along the same lines, the defensive line, what's your take on Vince so far? How has he looked to you?
You know, Vince has done everything you know, pretty much since the last week or so of the CAs. He's done everything with the team, so no real restrictions. And hasn't really missed any time or anything. So, you know, he's been out there. He's worked hard. And, you know, I think he's, you know, getting himself ready for the season as he should be. But he's done a solid job of, you know, getting himself back ready to play football this year. So, you know, we'll see how it goes going forward. But I have no issues with him. I think he's worked very hard to, you know, come back from the injury that he had last year and be ready to go this season.
Has he looked solid? Has he performed well in terms of what you've seen to this point? Is he getting into his rhythm? And
I mean,
how do you feel?
Let's not confuse preseason with regular season.
Of course. Of course. But does he? Well, I guess you answered it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Done everything we've asked him to do. He's, you know, he's been out there. He's participated, played in all three preseason games. You know, we're getting ready for the season, but you know, we'll all see what happens when the regular season game starts for all of us: players, coaches, rookies, veterans, everybody. I mean, that's when we'll really see where everybody is. You know,
sure.
I don't think anybody really knows where they are right now.
But physically, he looks good to you.
done everything we've asked him to do.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Bill, my question, Bill, was on Zach Moore, and just knowing that he comes from a lower level of competition and thinking of some of the players that he's matched up against this preseason, like Moses with Washington, the left tackle, I think, from Virginia. Then in this game, I saw him up against an Ohio State kid, I think Norwell. And I just sort of mentioned those two guys because those are bigger programs that they come from, and Moore coming from a smaller program. I'm just sort of curious how you feel he showed up against some of these guys that played at a higher level of competition than him in college.
Yeah, I think that's competitive ripening from all the way back into OTAs and in training camp, working against our players. As you said, as we know, it's a big bump. And I think he's made progress on a daily basis, really. Every time he goes out on the field, you can see some improvement. He works hard. He's very, very conscientious, very attentive, really tries to do things right. Just got a lot of things to work on, and he's playing against a lot different level of players than he has in the past. So, again, I think he's really, you know, done a good job of all the things that we've asked him to do, but it's a long, you know, it's a big jump. And, you know, he's gaining on it. I'll say that. He's definitely gaining on it.
Mm-hmm. Right, thanks, everyone. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you. Good one. Thank you.